the FDA has asked that we not instruct people to flush drugs down the toilet with the exception of the opiates, and the reason being that it is thought that because of the great risk to our communities that they represent, if that is the only means by which somebody feels they can get rid of the drug, the benefit of getting them out of the community is probably outweighed by any of the environmental damage that is done. And that's the only class of drugs that the FDA still says you can safely flush down the toilet.
What kinds of changes can parents notice in their kids?
Well, I don't think it's limited to just the kids, and you should be aware of that. But you would look for the ones that are obvious would be excessive sweating, urination or thirst, nausea, vomiting, uncontrollable diarrhea, and spastic shaking. Those all happen when you don't have the drug after you've been using it for a while. You can also see drowsiness, dizziness or insomnia, and loss of consciousness. And okay, those are pretty obvious, and those can be symptoms of a lot of other things that have nothing to do with drug abuse. But some of the things that should tell you that something is just not right would include sudden mood changes, irritability, negative attitude, personality change, extreme changes in groups of friends, lying or being dishonest, unaccounted time away from home or missed school or work, avoiding eye contact, losing interest in personal appearance, hobbies, or sports, poor performance at school or work, borrowing money or having lots of unexplained extra cash. Those would all be things that would make me worry, and some of them could just be good old-fashioned being a teenager. But I think as a parent and as a doctor, I would encourage everybody to take the time and find that out. You have to sit down and have discussions with the people in your lives if they're showing you extreme signs like that.